Bespoke. It's an old-world term that's enjoying a 21st century American hipster renaissance. If you search your database of any major U.S. newspaper, you'll see it popping up everywhere. Greetings, fellow verbivores. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Something that is bespoke is made to order, and lately, the adjective has been attaching itself to a welter of consumer goods. At the right establishments and with a fistful of Benjamins, you can order bespoke shoes, suits, cocktails, conductor's batons, bespoke carpets, computer software, and bicycles. Where once we had custom made, we now have bespoke also. The word is of venerable heritage. It's an adjective teased out of the past tense of the Old English verb bespeak, meaning to exclaim or call out. Later, it meant to discuss or decide on some matter, and by the 16th century, bespeak meant to arrange for something to be done, to engage a person in a job, to order goods. And this is where our word bespoke, or made to order, takes the stage, appearing in print in 1755. It was exclusive to British English for several centuries thereafter. But by the early 2000s, bespoke jumped the pond and appears to be having its way with American English. Listen for bespoke in a conversation near you. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.